And 6:06, it is fair, 45 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 82. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The consumer wind and solar industry here in Oklahoma is in limbo this morning. The governor has signed a measure allowing electric companies to charge a tariff if a customer gets part of their power from the wind or the sun. Ion Solar's Seth Crist doesn't understand why the state is doing this.
All other progressive states are going the opposite way, you know, and helping people to say solar and wind and distributed generation is what it's called, has value in our state. We're going the other way and putting a sun tax.
Now, the tariff amount has not been set. PSO's Stan Whiteford says it still costs the utility to provide service to those customers when the sun is not shining or the wind is not blowing. And he says that's the purpose of the bill.
To not choose winners or losers, but to make sure that customers who have distributed generation and those who don't are neither advantaged or disadvantaged.
Crist says until that tariff is set, customers are hesitant to consider a greener source of power. A Tea Party Dream Team assembles in Tulsa to ramp up support for former Oklahoma House Speaker T.W. Shannon.
They hit all the right notes for the hundreds of conservatives at the Liberty Rally. Utah Senator Mike Lee.
Does the government have any business tracking your cell phone usage?
Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
Can we abolish the IRS?
And Sarah Palin.
The future of America is at stake.
Prepared the base for a fight before Shannon walked into what used to be wrestler Hulk Hogan's theme music. Shannon echoed their sentiments and added a few of his own before cutting to the chase.
We have all the money that we need to win this election. That's the good news. But like our pastor said, the bad news is it's in your pockets.
And with seven Republicans vying for Tom Coburn's seat, it will be a battle. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
For the first time since 1937, Oklahoma will carry out a double execution. Governor Fallon's decision comes after the Oklahoma Supreme Court removed one of the final obstacles standing in the way of the executions of Clayton Lockett and Charles Warner. The governor said yesterday that the Oklahoma Department of Corrections is working on the specifics and the logistics of how the executions will be carried out next Tuesday. A sixth grade teacher at the Throw Demonstration School in Tulsa is in custody this morning for inappropriate texting and touching of a student. 41-year-old Brian Drabeck is being held on $200,000 bond. Injuries to the city of Tulsa workers reach a six-year low, and officials believe a new Safety First program is mostly responsible. Since implementation, the Safety Transformation Project, the city has reduced the number of serious work-related injuries by 22%. Water and Sewer Director Clayton Edwards says the numbers are even better in his department.
We've seen some improvements in Water and Sewer Department. I think car recordable injuries have reduced by 36% over last year. And it's while that's a good start, we have a lot more work to do.
Before putting the program into place, Tulsa's reported work-related injuries were far above those of other cities the same size. The mayor says they're now in the ballpark with those other municipalities. Flames race through a long-closed church in Tulsa near Pine and North Utica. Fire officials are looking for the cause this morning. They are leaning toward arson. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm, a high today of 82. Mostly clear tonight, 58 for an overnight low. Breezy on Saturday with late day storms and severe storms possible on Sunday. Now in Tulsa at 610, fair and 45. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.